This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Welcome to the only daily podcast focusing on compliance news of the day. Each morning, start your day with a cup of coffee and Tom Fox, the voice of compliance, to hear about four of the top compliance, corruption, or leadership stories you will need to start your day. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network.
July 2, 2020, the Novartis Pays More edition. And we start with that as our lead story from the Wall Street Journal. Novartis said Wednesday night, it completed an agreement with the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, where it will pay another $678 million to resolve a civil lawsuit challenging its speaker program and other promotional events conducted from 2002 through 2011. As part of the settlement, it agreed to a new corporate integrity agreement with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services that will change how it delivers peer-to-peer programs. This is in addition, to the FCPA case that settled that we've been talking about and I've certainly been blogging about. There will be yet another $51.25 million paid to the U.S. Attorney for the District of Massachusetts to resolve allegations related to the company's support of certain individual charitable copay foundations from 2010 to 2014. This is a fairly stunning settlement and amount that we're going to be taking a deeper dive to look at. And never forget that Novartis hired Michael Cohen, so that probably tells you all you need to know about the culture at the company. Next up, it looks like Congress may get a anti-money laundering bill. The National Defense Authorization, which is expected to pass in the next few days, has an AML provision, which will hopefully help U.S. law enforcement authorities track down UBO's ultimate beneficial owners who are able to hide in the U.S. via various shell corporations. So a continuing problem in the world of anti-corruption, but also a problem, huge problem in the money laundering world. In a very interesting endorsement, the Business Roundtable, who of course released a statement on the purpose of a corporation last summer, has called on Congress to pass bipartisan policing legislation, which would restructure policing, doing things such as banning chokeholds except when deadly force is warranted, a national police misconduct registry, among other charges. Among the killing of George Floyd, business leaders are under extraordinary pressure from the public and their own employees to take action to combat systemic racism beyond social, or rather pledging to do so. The settlement recommendations is the first step by business leaders to engage on police reform. When you have the Business Roundtable advocating police reform, I think you know that something's very different this time, and we may actually have some systemic change. So it's going to be interesting to see where this takes us. And then finally, corruption at the Vatican. I'm shocked, shocked. Reuters reports that Vatican police carry out a raid over suspected corruption regarding the maintenance and restoration of St. Peter's Basilica, seizing documents and computers. The raid was similar to one which occurred last October over a purchase of a posh building in London. A statement from the Vatican Press Office said material was seized from the technical and administrative offices of Fabrica di San Pietro, traces its origins to the 15th century, even before construction of the actual basilica has begun. Vatican magistrates ordered the raid following a tip from the general auditor on the purloinment of funds dedicated for this effort. We're going to be taking the weekend holiday off over at the Daily Compliance News, so I hope you have a very happy but safe 4th of July. We will catch you on the backside on July 6th.